Hello, everyone. Welcome to a brand new episode of Gaishike Urawaza Eigo. My name is BJ Fox, and next to me, or in front of me, I should say, is...
どうも、BJ の真向かいに座っております、石井てるみです。Hello, I'm Terumi Ishii. 本日もよろしくお願いいたします。
How have you been, Terumi?
ちょっとね、最近、R1 というね、ピン芸人の大会に出ておりまして、I'm a bit nervous.
Yeah.
もう毎日ちょっとふわふわしてるよ。
But it's only 3 minutes, right?
いや、そうだけどさ、そうなのね。さ、たった3分なんだけど、まあ、その3分のためにね。
3 minutes that can change your destiny.
Yeah, exactly.、Mm. That's interesting, isn't it?
So you, exciting. You've done it 10 years.
もうね、no. Yeah, my 芸歴 is almost 10 years, but the challenge of this R1.
Yeah.
It's my 11th time, actually.
11. Oh, so that means you did it before you were a comedian?
そういう意味ではなく、like, I tried for the first time, like, right after I entered the comedy school.
Okay.
で、芸歴、you don't really count comedy school 1 year. So, なんか、if you... そうそうそう、その、養成所入って、すぐにまずトライしてみたのが、2010年の頭。
Yeah.
So, そこから数えると毎年出て、今年11回目っていう感じ。
Okay. Well, you know, one time we need to talk about the differences between stand-up comedy and Japanese comedy.
Why?
I think the main difference is those two words, comedy school.
You don't have comedy school system in
no.
UK, no.
It's all butsuke honban.
まあそうだよね。
All live on the mic. All live on the mic.
All live on the mic, ね、そうね。
But hopefully, fingers crossed.
Thank you.
Fingers crossed. This year is the big year.
そうね。まあこれがね、ちょっとオンエアされる頃には、
yeah.
あのもう結果も出ていて、もう残念でしたなのか、この後決勝ですかわからないですけれどもね、ちょっとリスナーの皆さん、私の R1 の行方もチェックしてもらえたらと思います。
Often my comedy actually is about the differences between, maybe not stand-up and man's eye, but the differences between the UK and Japan a lot, become a lot of my netta.My comedy.
そうよね。あのイギリスではこうだし、日本ではこうだし、あの日本であのよくスタンダップコメディのショーをやってるじゃない、
yeah.
あの BJ も主催してるけど、まあ、見に行くと大抵日本はこうで外国はこうだっていう、その日本をちょっとこう面白おかしく言うネタがとっても多いよね。
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And I think just becauseYou know, as foreigners living in Tokyo, you see funny things, and it's like a similarity, a kyotsuten. Everyone in the audience has the same.
あ、みんな違和感をちょっと持って、あ、だから、yeah. オーディエンスも外国の方が多いから、まあ、yeah. みんな外国から日本に来た方が、うんとちょっと思っている面白いことを、yeah. まあまあ、そのスタンダップコメディアンが言うと、yeah. まあ、受けるっていうことだよね。
But if I'm honest, I'm often struck by the similarities between the UK and Japan.
UK とジャパンの共通点、
yeah.
逆にある
There's loads.
Like loads,
like
wow.
We're both island nations. We're both
島国ね、そうだね。
Slightly separated from the mainland of the continent.
確かにね、本当ね、隣にでっかい大陸があるけど、ちょっとだけずれてね、ポッてなんか位置してますよ。
Yeah, like we both have royal families. We've got the queen, you have the emperor.
本当だ、皇室、王室があるっていうのも確かに共通点ですね。
And another similarity、
mm-hmm.
between Japanese people and British people.
Oh, 何ですか共通点
We both like to apologize.
謝罪が好き。謝るのが好き。
Yeah.
日本人は本当にもう口をついてすいませんすいません言うけども Is it the same there、yeah. in UK?
It's almost like, how would you say, like an introductory word? Like, oh, I'm sorry, but could I, I'm sorry, but...
そうそう
All the time.
人に話しかけるときでも、
yeah.
I'm sorry, sorry. とか言って、
yeah.
Excuse me, でも Excuse me も Is that an apologizing word?
Yeah, yeah, I guess it is, yeah、mm-hmm. But I think we would almost say I'm sorry more than excuse me
あもう最初から謝ってるんだ、
like、you, Yeah, like you bump into someone on the train I'm sorry, oh, sorry, sorry Like you're getting off the train Sorry, sorry, sorry
はいはいはいなんかそうねまあ人にぶつかったりしたときとかはまあ I'm sorry でもいいような気もするけども、
yeah. And also in like Japanese businesses
Mm-hmm
You love a good, what would you call it? An apology press conference.
謝罪会見
They love them, don't they?
あ、だ、大好き大好きみんな。視聴者はテレビにかじりついて見ますよ。謝罪会見始まるぞ、うわーみたいな。ね、people love to apologize and people love to watch them apologizing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. そうそう。
So what we wanted to do today、
okay.
on this episode of Gaishike Urawaza Eigo is how to apologize effectively in a business sense.
あまりにもこの謝りすぎても自分が不利になるから良くないって聞いたことがありますよ。Is it right?
Do you know what, as I looked into this topic, there is lots and lots of depth. To the degree we might do more episodes on how to apologize, when you should apologize in the future.
謝罪っていうトピックはこれから将来いくつものエピソードが続くぐらい深い話ってことなんですね。
Yeah, well, I started thinking about it and then likeYou know, there's different ideas, like you shouldn't apologize to certain clients because then there's legal responsibility. Sometimes this, you can apologize this way and that way. Japanese companies like to apologize. American companies don't like to apologize. How do you apologize to clients? I'm talking too much, sorry. Oh, did it again.
あれ、出た、sorry.
Yeah.Obviously, in your career, you will have to apologize at some point.
私も確かに会社で働いてた時にどれだけそのごめんなさいっていう言葉、申し訳ございませんでしたって言葉を使うべきなのかとか、I'm sorry とか言っていいのかとか分からなかったから、そうだからあんまり謝りすぎてもいけないとは思うんだけれども、But do you apologize, BJ?
Well, okay, let's like take this situation, say you're apologizing to a colleague, so within in your team. Yeah, I apologize all the time.
Ah, so?
Yeah, all
how,
the time.
How? You say, I'm sorry.
Yeah, if there's like a little mistake, if there's a little mistake and let's say I've annoyed my colleague, and even if I don't think I'm at fault, sometimes I just apologize.
ほうほう。あ、じゃあもう自分がちょっと誰かをイラつかせてしまったとか気づけば、もうすぐに謝る。
Yeah.
Okay.
And even with like...Maybe not clients in a big sense, but in like if we're late with delivery of an asset to an agency, I always apologize.
まあちょっと締め切りに遅れたりした時なんかも、まあ申し訳ございませんでした。
And not only that, I always apologize too much.
あれ、謝りすぎちゃう。
Yeah.
Okay. Is that a good thing or what do you think?
I think it is. I think it is a good thing. Like,I always find if there's a little thing, a really small thing, let's say, okay, you got a dinner with a client, you have to cancel.
Ah, ちょっとディナーのキャンセルをしなきゃいけないとき。
Yeah, it's a small thing.
そうね、小さいこと。
Yeah, so I would say, oh, I'm so, 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 honestly, I'm so sorry.
役者だね。
And then they will say,
good actor.
They'll go, oh, don't worry about it.
なるほど。
But if you do the other way and go, oh,I can't make it. Something's come up with no apology. Then they might get annoyed.
なるほど。もしね、さっきみたいに、あ、本当にすいませんって言えば、あ、大丈夫大丈夫ってなるけれども、あ、ちょっと、他の用事できちゃったんでって言って、全然謝る姿勢も見えないと、相手を怒らせてしまう。
I think, like, that's a maybe a strange example, a client over drinks. But let's say you forgot to send an email. You promised your boss you're going to send an email. You just totally forgot. It's not that important. But you go in and you realize that you forgot. Then you go, I'm so sorry. And they will say, don't worry about it. Don't do it again. And you cleared it. But if you go the other way and say something like, I didn't send it, but it doesn't matter. I can send it later.
はいはいはいはい、
Then it becomes a problem.
そうですね。だからその上司に送ると約束していたメールを送らなかった。それに対して本当にすいませんでしたと言えば、まあ大丈夫だよってなるけれども、そんななんか申し訳なさそうな態度とか言葉も出さなければ、もうそれは問題に発展しますというか、まあ完全に上司を怒らせてしまうし、なんだあいつはってことになっちゃうよね。
Yeah, it's almost like if you treat it like a big thing, a big deal, then the opposite person.We'll treat it like a small deal.
なるほど。自分が大きいことのように言えば、相手はそんな謝らなくてもって言って小さいことかのように大したことないよって言ってくれると。
But if you treat it the other way and say, oh, it doesn't really matter, then they'll treat it like a big deal.
なるほど。逆に自分がもう大したことないかのように謝りもしないと、相手はなんてことだけしからんと言ってことをより大きく感じてしまう。Wow.
Do you know the phrase? Interesting. Maybe a British phrase.
Okay.
Making a mountain out of a molehill.
This is my first time to hear that. Molehill. What's
a molehill? Is a mogura no
mogura.
So you know, like the little moles.
Mogura, mogura, わかる.
And when they come out of the ground and they have like a little.
ちっちゃい丘. Hill は丘だから、モグラが作るちっちゃな丘のことを molehill っていうんだ.
Yeah. And so there's a phrase in the UK, maybe in America as well, it's called making a mountain out of a molehill. So if someone's making a fuss, you'd say, don't worry about it. They're just making a mountain out of a molehill.
In Japanese, we have like the same 四字熟語 kind of. 心象膨大
心象膨大
針 needle
yeah.
small
yeah.
象膨 stick.
stick
big 大 So making a big stick out of a small needle.
Yes.
Kind of. 物事を大げさに誇張して言うこと。
Yeah, and it's like taking a very ささいなことを
大きくして主張するみたいな。
And you know, often you might use it in business sense, saying, don't worry about them, they're just making a mountain of a molehill. But in terms of what we're talking about here and apologizing, we're saying, do that. If it's a molehill, turn it into a mountain.
なるほど。謝罪するときはあえてそれをしましょうと、yeah. モールヒル的な小さい言葉でもでっかいマウンテンかのように、yeah. 申し訳ございませんでしたと深刻そうに謝ろう。
Exaggerate it.
Exaggerate.
And then that mountain will become a molehill.
相手の人はその誇張して大きくしたマウンテンを逆にモールヒルサイズにしてくれる。
Yeah.
大したことないですよ、大丈夫ですよって言わせるためにまずは最初にこっちが exaggerate して言って謝ることですね。
But the one phrase you can't do when you apologize
can't do
you should yeah or you should never do is what we call the conditional apology.
Conditional apology 条件付きの謝罪。
Yeah, I'm sorry if.
I'm sorry if は言っちゃダメ。
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's really what we wanted to talk about today. So let's just hear this in action.
BJ, good?
All right, Ruben. What can I do for you?
What happened yesterday? I was trying to get hold of you. It's Monday. I had to deliver the weekend sales report to the US, and you didn't send it.
It was a national holiday yesterday. Mountain Day. So the office was shut.
I was so embarrassed. The CMO was not happy.
Well, I'm sorry if you were embarrassed, but it was a national holiday, mate.
If I was embarrassed? I was embarrassed. Come on!We're supposed to be a team. If I'm in trouble, the whole region looks dysfunctional.
Well, I guess I'm sorry then.
I guess.
Ruben, are you there? Oh dear.
Wow, BJ. Ruben is really upset.
Yeah. So BJ, in that call, he did a few things wrong.
Mm-hmm.
He used two words that should never be used in an apology.
Okay, what are those two words?
If and but.
Haha, なるほど。He didn't really take responsibility and it sounded like, なんか言い訳がましいよね。He was just making an excuse or, もしそうだとしたらすいません、yeah. とか、でも出てじゃないですかみたいな、ね。
Yeah, he didn't apologize for what he actually did, only apologized if it caused Ruben a problem. He's kind of putting like a distance between himself and the apology.
なんかルーベンさんがもし困ったのならすいませんとかね。なんかちょっとね、自分を一歩こう後ろに下げてというか、距離を置いてなんか言い訳がましく聞こえましたよ。
And it's a bad apology for two reasons.
Okay.
Firstly, it's not a real apology.
今のはちゃんとした本当の謝罪ではなかった。
It's actually...An urawaza.
Eh?
It's an urawaza to sound like you're taking responsibility.
But we like urawazas, don't we? だって urawaza だったらいいんじゃないの? No, that is why we do this podcast.
Yeah, but what is one of the key rules for all our urawazas?
え、私たちの urawaza のキールール? なんだろう。言い過ぎない。
Yes! Don't use them too much.Because if you use them too much, then people will realize they're an urawaza.
なるほど。言いすぎるとバレますからね。
And this urawaza has been used so often by businesses, by celebrities, by politicians.
この but 使ったりとか if とか言って言い訳がましくするこの謝罪の方法はもうあちらこちらでみんなが使っている。
Yeah, like often a celebrity will do something wrong, apologize on Twitter,And they won't say sorry for what they did. They'll say, I'm sorry if I upset my fans.
Ah, もしファンの人を傷つけてしまったのならごめんなさいっていうのをなんかセレブの人、まあ有名人の人が謝罪したりするっていうのはよろしくないってこと?
no one thinks it's an apology anymore. No one believes it because everyone has heard it before now.
ああ、もしこうしてしまったならごめんなさいっていうこの謝罪の仕方はもうみんなどっかで聞いたことがあるから、これ本当は自分が悪いって思ってないぞっていうのがもうバレてるっていうことね。
So what BJ should have said, not I'm sorry if I got you in trouble, I'm sorry that I got you in trouble.
なるほど。if をざっとに変えるだけですごくなんかちゃんと謝ってるように聞こえるようになった。Mm. Wow.
So, and it's, you know, he's apologizing not for the result, but for his action. He's taking responsibility for the fact he's caused this problem.
本当だ。if がざっとになるだけで、なんか自分が悪かった。
Mm.
さっきのその SNS でセレブの人がファンを傷つけてしまったのならごめんなさいじゃなくて、ファンの人を傷つけてしまってごめんなさいっていう言い方に変わるってことだよね、英語で if がざっとになる。
So let's hear that conversation once again where BJ is apologizing correctly.
Alright, BJ, good?
Alright, Ruben, what can I do for you?
What happened yesterday? I was trying to get hold of you. It's Monday. I had to deliver the weekend sales report to the US and you didn't send it.
Oh, I'm really, really sorry that I didn't send them.
What happened?
It was a national holiday here in Japan. I'm so sorry I didn't tell you in advance.
No, I'm sorry. I should have checked the calendar.
Ah, I can see that I got you in a lot of trouble. I'm so sorry.
It's not...Too bad, I guess. The CMO has a short memory anyway.
Well, that's true. But honestly, I am sorry. I'll make sure I tell you in advance next time.
Thanks, man.
ちょ、今度謝りすぎじゃない?ちょっと、ビーチ、なんかさ、if がざっとになっただけじゃなくて、すごい、演技がすごい、立派になってるよ、BJ. You're well, really apologizing.
Yeah, well, there was two things. One, he...changed if to that, so、
ね、
he apologized for his action,、mm-hmm. but also he made the molehill into a mountain.
Ah, なるほど。モルヒルをマウンテンにするっていう裏技もここでちゃんと使ってるわけ。だってもう、really, really, really sorry って言ってたよ。
I was very, really, I was so apologetic.
I really, 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 really like you みたいになってたよ。
maybe that was a little bit...Too much, but still, you saw the way when he apologized a couple of times. Then Ruben himself was like, "Oh no, I should have checked as well."
そうね。まあ BJ がだから本当に本当に本当にごめんなさいって言ったことで、Ruben も怒ることない、yeah. どころかね。ああ、もう、yeah. こっちもね調べるべきだったみたいな感じで。
Yeah. Because partly you could argue that, but what did BJ do wrong? It's a national holiday. He's not supposed to go to work. You shouldn't work on national holiday. So you know, there's、
ね、
maybe a little bit of.Responsibility on both sides.
そうだよね。BJ が別に悪いことしたわけではないから、yeah. まあだとしたら僕もカレンダーチェックするべきだったみたいな感じになって、Big Mountain が Small Molehill に、Ruben サイドも変わるっていう現象が起きたわけね。なるほど。
So let's take a look at the strategy. This is a very simple structure to apologize when someone is complaining to you and you don't actually think it's a big deal.Okay, that's like the main issue here. You don't really think it's that important.
そんなに謝ることじゃないんじゃないって思う時のシチュエーションね。
Yeah. So the first thing you do is apologize for what you did or didn't do. And don't just say sorry, but make a mountain out of the molehill by saying, like in the clip, really twice.
自分ではそんな大きいことじゃない、big deal と思っていなくても、まあ、ちゃんとまず謝る。
Not just I'm sorry, you say I'm really, really sorry.
ここが今日のポイントなんですね。Yeah. 本当に本当にごめんなさいということで really を2回言いましょう。
And then after sorry, step two, you say that.
はい。I'm really, really sorry と言ってから that 言います。
And then what I would recommend, stage three,is add the action or the non-action. Non-action being something you didn't do. I didn't send the report. But don't add any explanation.
まずは言い訳を一切せずに、まあ、したことしなかったことについて本当に本当にごめんなさいと言いましょう。
So I'm really, really sorry that I didn't send the report.
I'm really, really sorry that I was late.
Exactly. And then, you know, maybe depending on the atmosphere, depending on the vibe, you might have to add an explanation.
ちょっと空気を読んで、ちょっと解説を、まあちょっと説明を加えます。
But that also should be in the form of an apology.
ははは、何か説明を加える時でさえも、まあ加える時も、それもちょっと謝罪、アポロジャイズの形を取りましょう。
Okay, so I'm really, really sorry that I didn't send a report. It was a national holiday. I'm sorry I didn't tell you in advance.
なるほど。まあすごい謝って、でも山の日だったということは言いたい。 ね。だけどそれもただ、伝えるだけじゃなくて、 で、最初に伝えてなくてごめんなさい。まあ、山の日ってね、相手も知ってるはずだけど、でもそんなことはちょっとぐっとこらえて、まあ、それを伝えてなくてすいませんでしたっていうことをここで、自分の謝罪の気持ちも伝えるということね。
And then just let's keep making this molehill into a bigger mountain. The next stage, stage five.
もっと大きくするの? Even bigger.
Identify the damage.
Identify the damage ってどういうこと? ダメージを特定することですね。
Yeah, I'm using the phrase I can see.
So I can see.
So in this case, it would be I can see that I got you in trouble. I can see that I inconvenienced the team.
なるほど。自分がこう与えてしまったダメージを自覚してるということをちゃんと伝えるのね。 I can see. あなた に問題が起きてしまったっていうことを私も分かります。すみませんっていうことで I can see を使います。
Yeah. And I think this is important because, you know, when if you're just apologizing all the time and you're not actually recognizing like why, it shows the person that you understand what happened and the damage that was caused.
はいはいはいはい。いますよね。とにかくすみませんすみませんだけ言ってるけど、何にすみませんって言ってるのか分かってないだろうみたいな。
And then just to close it off nicely, I think by this stage, this, you know, it should have calmed down. You say sorry again.
はい、最後ステップ6としては、あ、じゃあ、say
sorry one more final time and then say it won't happen again.
はい、まあいろいろなね、このステップがありましたけども、最後にダメ押しの1回で、もう1回最後謝って、もう今後こういうことがないようにします。Same here in Japan.
Yeah?
Yeah.
二度と。二度とないようにいたします。So let's practice. Okay. Terumi.
Okay.
I'm going to make a complaint.
え、何?
Do you remember when we were talking about my TV show that I tried to get you a part in and you called it Home Speak Tokyo?
And I've been hearing that your show is coming out.
My show's out? You haven't watched it yet. It's been out for a week.
1週間前でしょ?
Yeah.
え、もう?
No, last week it came out.
あ、先週, Home Speak Tokyo.
Home Sweet Tokyo.
Home Speak って言っちゃった。
Okay, this is episode...
やばい、やばい。BJと私の中に亀裂が。
Episode 16 and/or最終回。
やべえ、ホームスピーク東京って言っちゃった。Like,
tell me, like, yes. what happened? You got the name of my drama wrong. You called it Home Speak Tokyo. It's Home Sweet Tokyo. And you never, ever apologized for it.
First, I'm sorry that I hadn't apologized. And secondly, I'm really, really sorry that I got the name of the show wrong.
It's really important to me. It's my life's work.
I can see why you would be upset. The BJ Fox brand is important.
Maybe it's just a small thing.
No. I should be more careful. I am sorry. I'll make sure it doesn't happen again.
I think maybe you can work on the naturalness of your...
え、ダメだった?
No, it was perfect. You got all the beats right. You got all the... You apologized really, really.
ちょっとやりすぎた?
And you addressed the fact that I was upset as well. I tried to make it into a small thing. And you said, no, I am sorry. And then you finished with a really nice phrase at the end. I'll make sure it doesn't happen again.
I'll make sure it never happens again. Oh, sorry. みたいな感じ?
Yeah. Great job.
やった!
See you for season 4.
あ、シーズン4にもしかしたら出番が回ってくるかもしれない。やった!
So, apologizing is a deep, deep issue.
そうね、深いですね、謝罪ってね。
And like, I guess we're talking today about apologizing for small things, maybe internally.
うんうん、まあまあ社内での、まあ、ちょっとしたことを、yeah. まあどう相手をイラつかせること、yeah. まあ相手が怒ってる気持ちをこう逆に小さくさせる謝り方を今日やりました。
Yeah, I think even if you don't feel personally responsible for something, taking this action to apologize helps maintain good relationships.
だから自分が悪そんな悪くなくてもやっぱりちゃんと謝ることで、まあ、社内での人間関係を、ね、円滑に続けることがやっぱできるよね。Yeah.
So this, like, when we're talking about the urawaza itself, it's one, don't use the conditional, don't say if, say that.
Yeah, もしこうならっていうのは言い訳がましく聞こえるから if ではなく that.
And turn the molehill into a mountain, because if you do, the other person will go the other way.
はい。モルヒル、モグラのちっちゃい山ぐらいのちっちゃいものでも、もう一旦大きく言って謝れば相手の人が小さくしてくれる。小さく感じる。なだめてくれる。
So that's it. We're going to do another episode next week also on apologizing. And next week's topic will be why you should never apologize.
あれ? We were talking about how to apologize, but next week we are going to talk about why we should not apologize.
Yes.
Okay.
So look forward to that. I'm sorry, it's a bit confusing. And also, I'm doing a live comedy show in March. Check out the Comedy Aki schedule. And remember, if you enjoy Gaishike Urawaza Eigo, you know, go on to Twitter, go on to Spotify, go on to Apple Podcasts, and go on to YouTube. Mm-hmm. All the episodes are there, and share them with a colleague.
YouTube にもね全エピソード載せてるので、うん、昔の聞いてみたいって思いの方はぜひ聞いてください。そしてねツイートで景色裏技英語面白かったななんてつぶやいてくださるとね、あの私たちはめちゃくちゃ英語サーチしてますんで、あの喜びますのでねよろしくお願いいたします。
Thank you so much. See you next week.
ありがとうございました。 See you next week. Bye bye. 裏技英語Business English is so hard. Urawaza Eigo. I need a Urawaza.
Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Rate and review us on the podcast store. And also, if you want to practice English, download Cambly and use the code URAWAZA in kanji.
今日も外資系裏技英語を聞いてくださってどうもありがとうございました。 SNS では @裏技英語で Twitter、Instagram やっておりますので、ぜひフォローしてください。そしてポッドキャストのアプリでも評価とコメントの方をしていただけたら嬉しいです。星5つだと嬉しいななんつって、そしてですね、Cambly という、ね、ネイティブの英語教師といつでもオンラインで英会話レッスンができるというアプリもダウンロードしていただいて、漢字2文字で裏技と入力すると15分間の無料レッスンが受けられるので、そちらもぜひ試してみてください。
And if you like the show, tell a colleague.